Okay, welcome to the discussion in grade 11 at the Rotterdam International Secondary School in our IB history class. And the students are going to be discussing the question, how fair was the Treaty of Versailles?
Okay, in my personal opinion, I don't think the Treaty of Versailles was fair at all, especially for countries like Germany. Looking back at what resulted from the treaty, I think it's safe to say that the treaty was quite harsh. Especially because all the blame was placed on Germany, and Germany wasn't even allowed to take part in the negotiations. And particularly, I don't think it's quite fair that Germany wasn't allowed to join the League of Nations. This didn't really foster the idea of peace and having diplomatic solutions instead of going to war. It was kind of still punishing Germany instead of looking forward. And I think what this did was isolate Germany, and it didn't quite allow for an opportunity for reconciliation. That's why I think the treaty wasn't fair.
Well, I believe that the Treaty of Versailles was also quite unfair. While it had good intentions, promoting nothing else but peace and preventing future conflicts and wars, in many eyes it was seen as a hated treaty. Imposing terms mainly on Germany and excluding countries such as Russia, China, Austria, and Germany did not exactly support the ideal of world peace, as it sparked off mostly tension. In order to achieve peace, there must be equal treatment, which certainly was not the case.
I completely agree with two girls that just spoke, because the treaty was not a diplomatic solution, even though the point of it was to find one. And as Jody said, the defeated Central Powers were not even allowed to discuss the terms of the treaty, which did not make it a fair solution. And especially as Germany was not allowed to join the League of Nations on the basis that they caused the war, the results of the treaty were also not as well off as they expected.
Does anybody have a different viewpoint that you could share?
Well, I would say that the Treaty of Versailles had great intentions, but ultimately it wasn't able to address many of the issues that it aimed to deal with. I'd also say that there was a lot of discontent among many of the nations after the treaty was signed. So this also proves that it was inadequate, and also arguably that it wasn't fair, and eventually it could be linked to being a cause of World War II.
I concur. While the treaty was, it represented a revolutionary congregation of the most powerful countries who have ever gathered for peace. In retrospect, it fell far below the mark of like ultimate end of war. It represented more a hegemony of only a few countries like France, Britain, the US, to exclusion like important players like Germany, Russia, and China. And it resulted, although with the best intentions, slightly biased resolution to a building issue concerning monarchy and violence in the greater European area. There were fantastic ideals like the League of Nations and self-determination, but the resolutions which the League of Nations used weren't what they were aiming for.
In my opinion, the Treaty of Versailles was not fair because it excludes some countries and it's only concerned on the punishment on Germany. And for the Chinese issues, they didn't give the Shandong region back to China in the Paris Peace Conference, and that's why I think it's not fair.
Well, in my opinion, the Allied powers could have invaded Berlin right after the First World War ended. So, but they held the Paris Peace Conference, and in that mean, we could consider the conference itself was fair to Germany. At least they made a place to discuss.
In my opinion, I believe that the Treaty of Versailles was fair because, for example, lots of damage was done to, for example, France by Germany during the war, and I believed to make it fair, Germany had to agree to the terms, and that's why it was fair.
but do you maybe think that Germany wasn't punished too much?
I suppose it is true that many, many people died, and especially in France, not only were people killed, but territory itself was destroyed. So their requests were reasonable.
That's true, but let's just look at the effects after the Treaty of Versailles.
Yes.
If only looking at that, not considering the feelings of the other countries or the damage caused the other countries, what would your opinion be then?
Well, my opinion, you cannot exclude the situation during the treaty itself. I mean, the feelings specifically of France, who suffered so much.
Theoretically.
It influenced the choices they could have made. There was a limit to what France could have done otherwise with popular opinion. We do, however, consider, especially considering the Second World War, that perhaps the treaty wasn't exactly what the end to the start of this everlasting peace that they'd aimed for.
I agree with Mila, because Germany should have already expected this, since they were the reason for Europe to be destroyed. They literally destroyed Europe, and I think that Germany should just accept the terms and deal with it, accept it, because they were pretty much the reason why it all started.
I personally think the Treaty of Versailles was fair in the eyes of some and unfair in the eyes of others. For example, in France's case, they would see it as very fair terms, and in Germany's case, I think they would see it as something less fair due to all the sanctions they got in their army and their power and their territory. But I think in general that the whole reason for the war itself was because of tensions between specific powers and a remaining revenge-seeking mood in Europe itself. And I think that this treaty kind of brings back this remaining tension between Germany and the Allies.
In my opinion, the Treaty of Versailles was not fair at all. I think that the League of Nations were trying to find a country to blame the First World War to, but they didn't find anyone else. And since Germany was the weakest because they lost the war, they gave all the blame to Germany, and Germany had no say in it. Otherwise, they were threatened to be invaded. So I don't think the Treaty of Versailles is fair at all.
In connection to this, Germany considered themselves like an entire new country. They had a new government after the end of the war. So to many of them, it was unfair, not because of only the terms, but because they were blamed completely for the war, such as in the war guilt clause.
Yeah, that's true.
Further, well, we've discussed Germany now, but also internationally, there were there was a lot of unfairness involved. The idea of self-determination, especially from countries like the USA, they aimed for self-determination, but they didn't really know a lot about the countries for which they wanted self-determination, which is why we see so many straight lines dividing countries in Europe and North and Africa.
Yeah, and also in the Middle East in some places. I think that Wilson was much too idealistic in coming up with his 14 points. While, you know, he strived for peace, but it comes to a point where you have to realize that some of the things that he proposed weren't viable solutions. And the idea of self-determination, I don't think he considered the location of different ethnic groups, different religions, and how that would work when he was pushing for self-determination. I think that's one of the greatest flaws of both the League of Nations and the Treaty of Versailles.
If you look at it, like we can see now, when looking back, like the war in Yugoslavia as a result of his idealism is why the treaty wasn't fair.
Mm-hmm.
And for Germany as well, the idea of their restriction from Anschluss with Austria, if they were considering self-determination for everyone, should have been allowed. And in my opinion, that's also unfair for Germany.
Anybody else have something to say? All right, thank you very much. This was a very interesting discussion. And thank you, grade 11.
Okay, bye.